الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we are just over a week away from this Mubarak month, from the Mubarak month of Ramadan that has passed. And Allah Ta'ala had sent us that Mubarak month for us to bring about a complete change in our life. And as a reminder for us to adopt that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important aspect is that the consciousness that we developed, as Allah Ta'ala had mentioned regarding Ramadan, that كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was made farz upon you. And the reason that fasting was made farz upon you is that you bring about that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that taqwa. In every moment of your life, to be aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And time and again, Allah ta'ala sends reminders. The month of Ramadan had come also as a reminder for us. But it was not just for that month. But it is for every second of our life. To remember and to understand what purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah ta'ala has not created us for any other reason except we understand and we recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the sole purpose of our creation. And that is what we have to be aware of every moment of our life. Now when a person has this quality in his life, it has this taqwa in his life, then there are many, many virtues and benefits to it. Allah ibn Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi mentions that when a person has this taqwa in his life, then he will have five things primarily in his life. Firstly, his face will continuously be shining. He'll have the noor of iman on his face. Secondly, in his heart will always be radiant and illuminated. Thirdly, he will always enjoy abundance in his sustenance. He will enjoy abundance in his sustenance. He will have rizq. In the ayat of the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That the person who has taqwa, who has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will open up a way out for him from every problem of his. We are living in difficult times, difficult financial times. Many people are going through financial difficulties and hardships. One of the causes and the reasons for this is that a person has distanced himself and gone very, very far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the root of his difficulties and problems in his life. So when a person has taqwa in his life, then he will find his sustenance and his rosy will come from avenues that he not even thought of. And he will always have strength and ability to do things. And the fifth point is this, that his relationship with insan, with makhluk, will become very, very good. Will become very, very easy. He will have a good relationship with insan. On the contrary, when a person has the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, he lives a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not live his life in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his face will be darkened. Even though it might be outwardly be looking bright, but he will not have the nur of iman on his face. Secondly, he will have the blackness in his heart. He will have difficulty in his sustenance and his rosy. He will find it difficult to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do good. And his relationship with insan will become very, very strained and very, very difficult, and because of it, he'll experience problems in his life. Fudayl ibn Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that if I find anyone behaving strangely towards me, if I find any of my workers, or any of my colleagues, or even if my animal behave in a strange manner, and not how it normally behaves, then I will check my life. Where have I gone wrong? What have I done wrong to deserve this kind of treatment from makhluk? So the pious people of the past used to mention that one of the advices they should give, that man aslaha baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. That person who rectifies his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he corrects his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct his relationship between him and the other makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it his family at home, be it his brothers and sisters, be it his parents, he has difficulty, he cannot get along with people, or people are treating him in a bad manner. So this is one of the avenues that a person should check his life, that my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is my relationship with my ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order. So these are the points, and these are the important points a person should remember as far as the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes. In one hadith it is mentioned that when a person has a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to Jibreel, Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, such and such banda, such and such servants of mine, he is living a correct life. He is living a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, I love him. You know, Jibreel, you love him also. So Jibreel begins loving this person. And thereafter, Jibreel goes to the people of the heaven and announces that Allah ta'ala loves such and such person. And I love such and such person also. You also love him. And now the people in the heaven begins loving such a person. And thereafter, the announcement is carried out onto the earth. And the people in the earth now begin loving this person. Because Allah Ta'ala loves this person becomes beloved on the surface of this earth. On the contrary, if a person lives a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel that I dislike such a person. You also dislike such a person. So Jibreel now will dislike this person. And Jibreel will go and announce in the heavens that such and such person, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has earned the disliking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you also begin disliking him. The people of the heavens now dislike such a person, and that announcement is now carried upon the earth, and because of his actions, he experiences difficulties in this world. Allah ibn Abi Qayyim mentions that when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his relationship becomes such that he will remain aloof, and he will find it difficult to engage in ibadat, and he will find it difficult to get into the company or to enjoy the company of those pious people. He will find it difficult because of his sinning, and because of him disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of him staying away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will find it difficult in staying in the company of those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of his actions now, he will be driven away from their company, and he will become more inclined towards the company of those who are disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will become more inclined towards the company of the friends of shaitan. Such is the effect of a person not having this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, friends and elders, as far as risk and sustenance is concerned, in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person who has the tawakkul and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a complete reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is going to sustain me. Then Allah ta'ala, Nabi Kareem mentions that لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرَزُقُ الطَّيْرِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain a person like how Allah ta'ala sustains a bird. That the bird goes out in the morning and it does not know where its food is going to come from. It goes out with an empty stomach. And when it comes back in the evening, it will come back with a full belly. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain such a person. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once he went out with a group of Sahaba, they went out of Medina Munawwara, and they carried some provisions with them. And when they came to a certain area, they spread out the dasturkhan, and they were ready to partake of their meal. So they noticed this shepherd walking past them. So they invited the shepherd to come and partake in a meal with them. So the shepherd declines and says that, no, I am fasting. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar became very, very surprised. So he tells the shepherd that on such a hot day, and it was not in the month of Ramadan, it was a Nafil fast. He says, on such a hot day, and you have such a difficult task to look after these animals, but despite all this, you are still fasting. So the shepherd replied, yes, I wish to hasten in attaining my good deeds. And he refers to Ayyam al-Khaliyah, that all, whatever sacrifices you make in this world, Allah Ta'ala mentioned Surah Al-Haqqa, قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ, that you will send to those in Jannat, that now eat and drink and enjoy for what you have sent forward because of the sacrifices that you had made in this world. So he tells Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, the shepherd tells Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, that this is what I want to achieve. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar became very impressed. So he wanted to further test the shepherd. So he tells the shepherd that these animals that you have, can you sell me one animal from there? So the shepherd says, no, it does not belong to me. I cannot sell it to you. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar tells him that I will give you an amount and your master will not know about it. But if he does ask, then tell your master that a wolf devoured it. So when the shepherd hears what Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar says, he turns his back to Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar and begins walking away. And whilst he's walking away, he points his finger up to the sky and he says, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, then where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, he is telling Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar that I can sell it to you and we can come up with some excuse, but do we not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we not worried that Allah is watching and Allah is aware of our actions? And this is the taqwa we have to bring about in our life. That every moment of our life, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, the next day, he makes inquiries, and he finds out who is the master of the shepherd, and he calls him, and he requests to purchase his entire flock, and thereafter he calls the shepherd, and he also purchases his freedom, and thereafter he gives him that entire flock of sheep, and he sets him free. So from this also we can understand that this person had taqwa in his heart. He had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Allah ta'ala opened up a way out for him, that it earned him his freedom. And not only that, he got all those animals that he was tendering and taking care of. He got all that also. So this is one of the virtues and the benefits of taqwa. And this is what we have to develop and bring about in our life. One person came to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, and he told him that I would love to live a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm finding it very, very difficult to abstain from sins. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi tells him that you need to bring about 5 things. And if you promise me you bring about 5 things in your life, to bring about this taqwa will become very, very easy. To live a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy. So he says, what are those 5 things? He says, first and foremost, if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do not do it whilst you are eating that food that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person tells Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi that I cannot do that. All the food in this world is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raziq. Allah is sustaining me. How can I eat food that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi tells him that thereafter, that are you not ashamed that you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining you, eating that food that Allah ta'ala has given you, and you're still breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he asks him, what's in the next point? He says, the next point is this, that if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do so in a land that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again he tells him, that how can that be possible? رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو، رب المشرقين ورب المغربين لا إله إلا هو، north, south, east, west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't any way that you can go with it. It does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim and Adam tells him that, are you still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whereas you are living on that land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what is the next point? He says, the next point is this, that if you wish to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do so in a place where Allah cannot see you. Allah is not watching you. He says, again, that's not possible. Allah is well aware of what I'm doing. And Allah is watching me at all times. Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala knows, يَعْلَمُ خَوَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Whatever is in the heart also, not only what is in the heart also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of it. So Ibrahim ibn Adam tells him, that are you not ashamed that you are still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you know that Allah is watching you? He says, what is the next point? He says, the next point is this, that when the angel of death comes to your door to take your ruh, to take your soul away, then request, make a request to him to give you a little bit of chance to delay in taking your ruh, to delay in taking your life away. Ask him to give you some chance so that you can change your life, make tawbah and repent. For our understanding, erase all your whatever sins a person has, to erase everything now and bring about a change in his life. So again he tells him, that is not possible. He will not listen to me. When a person's time is up, then he will leave this world, not 1 second early, not 1 second late also, on that time. So Ibrahim ibn Adam tells him again, that are you not ashamed that you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living a life of sin, when you can depart any time, you can leave this world. See, what is the next point? You see, the next point is this, that when the malaika of punishment are going to be dragging you and pulling you to the fire of Jahannam, then request from them that give me a last chance so that I can go back to this world. Don't take me to Jahannam. Give me a chance so that I can go back to this world and I can change my life and live a better life and be safe from this azab and this punishment. He says that also is not possible. And that is not, they will not listen to me. Friends and elders, this was the advice that was given. And this is the advice that we have to have in our lives at every moment of our life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allah ta'ala has created us for a purpose, and it is our duty and responsibility to live a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are living in that land that Allah ta'ala has given us. Allah is watching us at every moment, and we do not know when our life in this world will come to an end. And when a person leaves this world, there is no coming back. Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunities and Allah Ta'ala gives us moments to bring about this consciousness in our life. Allah Ta'ala had given us that Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are not only Muslims in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Islam and Ibadat is our duty every second of our life. Salah is not only our duty in our Ramadan. We are not ritualistic ummah. We're only in the month of Ramadan, or on the occasion of Jummah, or a few other nights of the year, which you consider to be big nights, then we will come to the masjid, and thereafter we turn our backs on the masjid. Tilawat of the Quran and Majid is not only our duty in the month of Ramadan, and similarly, friends and elders, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to live a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only our duty on a few days of the year, but it was duty and our responsibility every moment of our life. And these moments come, these opportunities, Mubarak time comes. It is not for us only to make ibadah on the time, but it's rather these opportunities come as a reminder and as a refresher for us to carry out this throughout our lives. So Allah Ta'ala has given us these opportunities. Friends and elders, it is not, must not be such that whatever a person was doing prior to Ramadan, now he put a pause to it, Ramadan has left, now he begins doing those actions again. No, it must be such that he put a complete stop to it and turns a new leaf after the month of Ramadan, and he continues with it throughout the year. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunity of bringing about these qualities in our life, and bringing about this consciousness in our life, living a life in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Addressing insan, Allah ta'ala is addressing insan, that does the insan not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him? When he wants to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always be aware of this fact. Like Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar said, that fa'in Allah, the shepherd, told us, Abdullah bin Umar, that fa'in Allah, Allah SWT is watching. If we have this quality in our life, and every second of our life, a person, whatever he wants to do, always and remember that Allah SWT is watching us, and we will have to return back to Allah SWT one day. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.